Welcome back to Escaping Addictions. This is your host, Wiley Walker. And like I said, I was going to come back and do another show about escaping addictions and trying to, you know, I'm trying to explain the different conditions and the things that keep us caught into an addiction and understanding what the addiction really is. And in the first one I was talking yesterday, I was talking about powerlessness and how when an addict, a true addict, an alcoholic, is caught up in an addiction, they become powerless to their addiction and they can't stop. And I was talking to a friend today that's an addict, and he really didn't tell me a whole lot about what was going on, but I kind of could come to the conclusion what was really happening. He told me enough stuff that I could tell that pretty much he and his wife had separated, and he was now in a halfway house. He's trying to get an apartment wherever he can. He's trying to get an apartment 20 miles away from another city. Anywhere where he can afford to get an apartment. It sounded like he was trying to throw a line out and see if I would be open to get an apartment with him. But I can't get no apartment with somebody that's actively using. So, but it just shows the how powerlessness works. That I knew this guy for years, and it's been a constant thing, the same way it was with me, that he's doing good for a while, then the next thing you know, he is back smoking or whatever. And the last time I talked to him, he was way out in Florida at the mission, and then he was somewhere else. Then he came back here, and I don't know what happened, and I guess his wife finally had enough. That's what happens. I mean, people eventually they just can't do it anymore. They don't want to hear it. They're tired of giving excuses to you and everything. And usually it happens at the worst opportune moment. It happens at the worst time that people turn their backs, and it's when you're down and out, and that's when somebody has had enough and they turn their back at the worst time. And really it might be something that could help you if you kind of saw the situation for what it really was, that really you did it. Really you were the one that caused this situation to come into play. But at the time you kind of look at it, golly, you're gonna stop helping me now? You're gonna turn your back on me now? After all we've been through? But, you know, we can't see at the time how much we're hurting these people. But that's the powerlessness and what I'm going to talk about today, the insanity. And I said I would talk about acceptance. I'll just say this on acceptance. Acceptance today for a person who is not using. And when we, you know, we stop using, but life still happens, you know, and that's a lot of times that's what make people continue to use it. They want to change the way they feel. So we get the feeling a certain way, and then we want to change the way we feel by numbing it with a drink or a drug or something. And so, but you get to the point to where is, you get to the point to where is, okay, it's no longer just about changing your feelings, but you're actually addicted. And, you know, you're just in a constant feeling that you need to have the drink or the drug. So when life happens, a lot of times we feel a certain way because we make ourselves feel that way. Or we feel that way because we think that something should have been should have happened differently, that people should treat us a certain way, that now that we've stopped, people should be standing at attention and patting us on the back and, you know, ready to take us back and congratulating us. And a lot of times that doesn't happen. So how do we deal with stuff like that? We just accept it. We accept the fact that that's the way it is. This is how it is right now. Or I accept the fact that I ruined everything and I don't have any. I have to live in this halfway house until I can get back on my feet. I accept that, and I accept what's going on in this halfway house. I'm living here living with 10 other guys. I got a roommate that pisses me off. And, you know, I go put my food in the refrigerator and somebody eats it, or, you know, somebody's snoring, somebody's complaining about me. I got to go to these meetings. I got to come to the house meeting, you know, and all of these different things. But we have to accept it, because if not, what we'll do is we will start looking at all of that stuff, and then we will say, I don't want to go to this meeting, this person that ate my food, and blah. And the next thing we know, we get back into that mind frame, and we need a drink or a drug to deal with the situation. And the drink never makes the situation better. It only makes a bad situation 100 times worse. But that's what I'm talking about today, is the insanity that we think that it'll be different this time. So, or that the drink is going to help us, or the drug is going to help us. And a lot of times people think about insanity, they think about Sarah Connor in the Terminator movie. They think about a person in that position. Not that Sarah Connor was perfectly sane when she was saying there was a robot from the future coming to kill her so that she wouldn't have a son and the world would end and all that kind of stuff. She was saying, but you know, we think about people who are saying, I'm Jesus or I'm the devil or I'm God or something like that. And we know they're not. And they're just saying this. That's not insanity. That's craziness. But when we talk about insanity, we talk about the fact that here a person has 100 times messed up everything from drinking and drugging, and some kind of way in their mind they rationalize that this time it'll be different, that this time they're not going to destroy everything, that this time they're not going to spend all their money, this time they're not going to wind up in jail or whatever. And the insanity is the insanity, those insane thoughts keep us addicted to something that is destroying us. So, how do we overcome that insanity? Really, the program tells you the exact way. It's through a power greater than yourself. I came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. That is a powerful statement, because when a person is so insane that they keep drinking at the peril that they are facing from the drink, or they keep taking drugs despite the consequences, despite that your partner has told you that if you do this again, I'm done, I'm leaving, despite the fact that your boss told you, if you show up late one more time, I'm going to have to let you go. Despite the fact that if you get one more DUI, you're going to jail for a year, you're going to lose your license. Despite the fact that the doctor has told you that your kidney is going to shut down. we still consume the drink. Because to us, in addiction, we have to have the drink. And we believe that some kind of way it's not going. The bad stuff that's always been happening and getting worse and worse and worse, we believe it's not going to happen. So, for me today, you know, I don't live in the insanity that tells me I have to have a drink to deal with life. Or, you know, I don't live in that insanity. But I still think insane thoughts. I still believe that things are a certain way in the world and they're not, or that, you know, that everybody's against me and things like that. I have negative thinking and delusional thinking and all that kind of stuff. So today for me, the thing that helps me with those, insane thoughts is going to an AA meeting where other addicts are talking about their experience, their strength, and their hope. They talk about what's going on with them. I hear it. I hear people saying stuff, and it's so bizarre that it's so similar to what's going on with me that I think that they know what I'm going through, and they're saying it, but, you know, they're saying it, for me. And they are, but I mean literally that they are saying that because they know that I'm thinking that way, and they're saying it for my benefit, which they are, I'm saying, but I'm saying that, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying that they are actually saying that to me. That sometimes when I hear, and that's the magic of AA, and when I hear these things, it restores me to sane thinking. Because over time, without me going to the meetings, I start to, you know, life starts to get more irritating. I start thinking more stuff that's not real. I start to worry. I start to get fearful. And the next thing you know, I start thinking about a drink. I start thinking, you know, hey, a drink would be nice. I can go out of town and give you a hotel room and just party it up over the weekend. Nobody will know. All kind of stuff. I think insane stuff. But I call my sponsor. I don't think like that because I go to meetings. I don't think like that really anymore because I go to meetings. But I know if I didn't, it would eventually start to get to that point. But what about a person who is in the midst of their addiction? Well, in that case, either some kind of intervention has to happen, usually the police, family. But for me, like I said, God gave me a moment of clarity. God intervened and gave me a moment of clarity to know that I needed to get help. It was the most sane thought I'd had in I don't know how long, that I need to get help. And that's where I believe that our power comes from, that all power comes from. That's what I believe. My higher power is God. So a lot of people who are in addiction, they don't believe in God. They don't believe that there is a God. They believe whatever, you know, there's a universe or whatever. They believe in science. But they don't really believe that there's a God out there that is concerned about them and sees their struggles, and that is out there and willing to help them and loves them and wants them to not suffer like they are. That wants them to do good. They don't believe that. So for anybody who doesn't, who is just out there and they want some help so bad they don't know what to do, I would just say call out to whatever you think is God, whatever you think is in control of all of this stuff that's going on. It's in control of this universe, control of this earth, control of the events going around in your life. And just call out, because that God who is in control of everything can do anything, and he can restore you to sanity. So that's, you know, that's pretty much how we, you know, fight those thoughts. And we don't do it. It's a power that's doing it for us. It's a power greater than ourselves. That's how those power, that's how those thoughts and those desires and those cravings are controlled by a power greater than us. Even if the power that's greater than you is just a circle of people in an AA meeting. So you can either just, if you know you need help, you can get up, find your AA meeting, go in there, tell them you need help. Tell them you don't know what to do, but tell them you know that when you leave out of this meeting, you are going to go and drink some more or get high, whatever it is, and you don't want to do it anymore, but you don't know how to stop. You don't know how to not do it. And you'll be surprised that people will be in that meeting that understand exactly what you're going through, how you feel. And somebody there just might be able to tell you something to help you get through this day. And then you go back tomorrow and it might help you get through that day. And you go back the next day. The next day. Before you know it, you're picking up a 30-day chip. Then a 60-day chip. A 3-month chip. A 6-month. A 9-month. Then you're sober for a year. The next thing you know, you're telling people how you did it. And you have a life that you never thought or believed that you would ever be able to have again. You have serenity and peace. You don't have those insane thoughts in your head constantly nagging and worrying you about taking a drink or a drug. So, hopefully anybody listening that is going through that, they will hear this and it will make sense. And maybe they can do something that can help their situation. So the next time we'll talk a little bit about willingness. Because after we... After God takes us out of the powerlessness of in a continual cycle of drinking and drugging all the time, and restores us to sanity, we have to be willing to continue in that life. We have to be willing to do whatever it takes. We have to, you know, I wake up in the morning and I say, God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me from the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Relieve for me my difficulties, that victory over them will give me power to help those in need of your love, your life, and your love, your power, and your way of life. May I do your will always. I try to say that every day when I wake up. I say it to God and I mean it. That I don't want to do what I want to do. Because I know when I do what I want to do, I know what happens. And by doing those things, one day at a time, I go through the day. And I don't have to drink. All right, this is Wally Walker, and this is the host of this program. If anybody hasn't told you today that they love you, God loves you, and so do I. And hopefully there'll be another podcast by God's will. And hopefully you'll be there. Have a good night. God bless.